folks, we're joined on the Boss Man Show by Coach Brian Newberry, Navy midshipman out of the American Conference out of Annapolis, Maryland. Coach, I love him the beard, man. I wish I could grow one like you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, you got a pretty good one yourself.
I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get it like yours, man. I think I'll get to fill in the right way yet, man. But I have to start over again.
not as much space coverage, but sometimes that's a good thing.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, you was DC there for year from 2019 on. He got the head coaching job. So how was it feel for you to move over that one seat, man? I know when you're assistant coach, man, you're D coordinator, you're not the head guy in charge. But now how's it been being moved over that one chair now leading the whole program, man?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been interesting. You know, I enjoyed being the defensive coordinator here and really relished that role and had a good time doing it. And so the transition, you know, was kind of unexpected, obviously, and kind of thrust into this position, but incredibly grateful for the opportunity. I think this is one of the best jobs in the country. You know, to be a first-time head coach and be able to do it at the Naval Academy, and, you know, really what a dream come true.
And Coach Newberry, you know, my father's a coach. He's 83 years old. You know, he wanted me to go to coaching, but I told him I actually have it in my heart to be a coach. I feel like I'm too competitive. You know, sometimes I can't turn off those things that we get going. We get excited. So I'm not good at this. I said, I'm going to be in radio. But for you, Coach, my dad always tells me about he was wanting to help impact young men. So what was your why to want to get in coaching after you completed your career there at Baylor back in the 90s there?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know right away that that's what I wanted to do. Kind of took some time off trying to figure some things out. You know, my high school coaches had a great impact on me. Didn't know what direction I wanted to go and really got into coaching because of them and because of the impact that they had on my development, you know, as a young man. And also witnessed the, you know, the fun that they had, the camaraderie that they had and the relationships with the rest of my teammates. And so I got into the same reasons that your dad did. You know, I want to develop young men, enjoy being around them, love the game, obviously. And there's really no better place in America to do that. You know, this is truly a developmental program here, especially in today's climate, college football with the portal and the NIL and all that. We're not dealing in the portal. We're not going out and bringing in transfers and having a lot of guys exit our program. And so this place nowadays is kind of a unicorn. And still truly a developmental program and one of the many things I love about coaching here.
And Coach Newberry, when you was a DC, all those stops you never had, Kennesaw State here, being in Navy, how did you prepare to become a head coach? Because I know when I was a co-host early in my career, I was always thinking about it in my head how I would do if I was actually the main host. So how do you go about preparing for that opportunity while you're still doing your job as coordinator, but also knowing in your head you love to have the opportunity, wanted to become a head coach or a lead, as in my case, have my own show?
Sure. That's a great question. I think for me, it may be a little different than most. You know, I being a head coach was never really the end game necessarily for me. It never was the end all be all. Really loved being a coordinator. I really enjoyed that role. I really wasn't until maybe the last couple of years that I really started to think about and see myself in that role. And Coach Niumatalolo played a big role in that. So did Brian Bohan at Kennesaw State. You know, seeing those guys do it the way they did it and still have balance and still be able to spend time with their families and do it the right way, that kind of opened my mind to being in that role. And I think as an assistant coach, you're always preparing for that. I've been around a lot of really, really good coaches. Every stop that I've had, I've learned something from somebody, and you're around really good coaches that you want to emulate. And you're around coaches that maybe you see you'd like to do things a little differently. So you take the good and the bad and you kind of start to form your own thoughts on what you really would want to look like. So I've been really fortunate, been around some great ones, and really just kind of take some things from those coaches and merge those with my vision of what I want it to look like.
Now, Coach Newberry, now being at the Naval Academy, how is it for us recruiting young men? Is it you always say them scholarships that an FBS school would have? I know I was at Tennessee State. We was FCS. We only had 63. I think that's all we had. So, how does it affect you off of recruiting the Naval Academy, getting the right guys in there, and getting the finding the right balance to build your team and build this program?
Recruiting's different here, for sure. You know, we've got to cast a really broad net. You know, we recruit nationally, so to go out and find the type of players that can play at this level is one thing. Number two, to find young men that are admissible into the Naval Academy, you know, it's number one public school in the country. So you got to be qualified to get in here, you know, academically as well. And then to find a young man that's willing to take on that role of serving his country, and take on that challenge and that privilege of doing that, that's a unique find. And so we've got a cast, like I said, a really, really broad net to find those guys and to get them here on campus. There's a lot of misconceptions about this place and what the military side of things looks like. And I think when we get kids here and they see how beautiful our campus is, how beautiful Annapolis is, everything that this place has to offer and what it can do for your future, at that point, it becomes a lot easier of a process.
And with being so close to D.C., you could go to the Pentagon and go over there and learn there, connect with people in federal government right now, because, you know, a lot of us, like you and I both know very well, playing college football, the NFL's not, it's not going to be all our end games. So you have to have some fallback on it. What better the way Naval Academy background and being close to D.C. to meet people, internship, and learn and get those connections to help you once your career ends?
Yeah, certainly is a great part of the country. A lot to offer, as you said, you know, in D.C., you got Baltimore close by, a ton of schools around us. Really, anything you want to do, you want to go watch NFL teams, you want to watch baseball, you want to watch basketball, you want to go to concerts, you want to eat any kind of food you want. I mean, you got access to that right here, you know, in Annapolis.
And Coach Newberry, talk about the American as a conference. You know, I feel like it does not get just due for it's been a good football conference as it should. Talk about that conference and how the talent level you go against every week and how that can help a young man until to get drafted and hopefully he'll get a waiver to play the NFL before he does a service. But about just the American as a whole for that conference and what you all play against in conference play.
Yeah, I mean, it's an outstanding conference. You know, we caught one of the Power Six conferences, and there's a lot of changes as of late to our conference. We got some teams leaving. They're really good football teams, obviously, but we got some really, really good ones coming in. Love the part of the country that we play in, playing a lot of good market areas, and so, you know, we're on TV every week, obviously. Really good competition. We had 10 players from our league get drafted this year. I think it was 15 the year before that, and so. People recognize it's really good football, and you're going to have an opportunity to compete against some of the best in the country week to week here. So I think the conference really, really sells itself.
And how now, with you being on staff already, how good was it for you all to have spring practice? Kind of, you can jump in there, kind of assess where guys are, and they all know who you are because you've been in the program. You probably have recruit them. So how was that with your guys and you now being the head man and cut up those workouts this summer, so we know to work on come back for fall camp here?
Yeah. You know, I'd been here for 4 years, but, you know, exclusively my job was essentially to be the head coach of the defense. And so didn't really know, you know, a lot of the offensive guys outside of some of the guys I recruited or guys that I dealt with on the scout team or guys I just passed in the hallway in the weight room and chatted them up. But so, you know, first thing I had to do, and I'm still continuing to do it, is get to know all of these players and build that connection, that trust, and that relationship. But certainly it was an advantage knowing that I'd been here. This is a unique place, and you kind of got to get to know the ins and the outs of the academy and all the layers on the military side of things in the yard. But it was good. You know, we were able to keep a lot of our coaches, and of course brought in some new guys as well. So spring ball hit the ground running. Thought it was a really good spring for us. Maximized all of our opportunities. And we hired a new offensive coordinator, Grant Chestnut, who's doing a phenomenal job and really built an offense from scratch. You know, when he got here, they took about 5 or 6 weeks kind of getting that staff room and go to work. And so to see that kind of come to fruition during spring ball and see us building that out and be a part of that and kind of be dialed into the offensive side of things was unique and different for me. But I think it's gone about as smooth as it can be, you know, to this point. We're kind of where I hoped we'd be. As a football team at this point, you know, when you asked me maybe 3 months ago. So I'm really pleased where we're at, our progress, the buy-in of our players, with what we're doing on both sides of the football, with our new staff. I really couldn't be more pleased at where we're at. And I say that knowing that we have a ways to go and we're still a work in progress, but really happy about where we're at right now.
And from a D coordinator respect the coach of Newberry. How has it been, man, as the game gets more spread, having to play more nickel, more dime, having linebackers who can run down the field and actually cover receivers now? So how, defensively, how's it been in the chess match, man, nowadays, all this spread and passing the football, knowing when they run the ball, it's going to be probably inside zone, maybe a counter or a pitch or a trap or a dive. So it kind of takes away some options when they spread it, but also makes you have to have more athletic guys on the field.
Yeah, I think we're just like everybody else in the country. You've had to evolve in what you do defensively, and you may be looking for a different skill set, you know, at certain positions, especially in our league, to function. But no, it's a great thing about this game is it's always changing and evolving, and you got to stay up with the times. And I think we've been able to do that defensively. I think the way that we're structured and built, you know, allows us to defend those types of teams that we see week in and week out in our conference.
No doubt. I tell you, Coach, my dad is, you know, he's old school. He wants to put in two back still. He hates all the spreading. I mean, my dad hates it to a T. But I said, Dad, yeah, it's fun football, but I don't give the defensive guys more of a set play to figure out how to stop all these fast guys, man. These jet sweeps, all that stuff, man. I said, I enjoy it personally. But my dad, Coach, he has his fans. He writes on, I can't stand this. I don't like this. He's still scouting players. But, you know, Dad, you're retired, man. Relax. He can't give it up, Coach. He can't do it, man.
Yeah. You know, what you're seeing nowadays is the RPO stuff, the run pass option, which is an extension of the triple option, you know, is all it is. You know, we say that all the time. It's just you're doing it in a little more space nowadays. And the two-back stuff, the old-school stuff that your dad likes, I mean, people are still doing that. You know, they're using the tight end in creative ways, two-back sets and things like that, and 11 and 12 personnels. And so, you know, it's cyclical, right? So what goes around comes around. It's always evolving, but it always circles back on some of the things that we've done in the past. And so I'm sure your dad can probably appreciate that too.
Yeah, I told my dad, I said, Dad, why did the NFL draft? They draft all these tight ends that are kind of like receivers. So I said, the 12 personnel is kind of the two back. I told him exactly what you just said. And I said, yes, also, you can also spread it out and say, hey, I'm going to put these two big freaks in the slot here. Do something about it. You know? So I'm like, it's all about matchups, as he knows that. So talk about my dad, Coach Newberry. It's always fun, but I know he has that old school mindset. I've adapted to this new school way of doing things. Like, it's fun when we get those chats together, man. It's really interesting. Talk to my father, who played ball for years and coached for years, to get him to see it, a little bit how it's changing and evolving, but still there. It's a little bit different now.
That's right. Yeah. It's all the same. All the same, just evolving a little bit.
Now, last one I have for you, Coach. I know we talked about it before we got to record it here. Your time here in Atlanta. Talk about your time here at Kennesaw State, Atlanta, the city, and just being around here with all the talented football players here in the state of Georgia and coaching in high school here.
Yeah, my time there was awesome. I said my wife and I loved living there. We lived up in Kennesaw, you know, just north of Atlanta, but loved that area. It's obviously a hotbed for football, a lot of talent down in that state, and what a unique opportunity and a great learning experience that was for me being there when we started that program, getting to work for Brian Bohannon, who I thought did an exceptional job there. We got things going pretty quickly, learned a ton from him, but to have that opportunity to be a part of a program that's getting started and building it from scratch and creating a culture and all that goes with that was an invaluable experience for me, and certainly helped in a lot of ways, preparing me for this role.
And what was your favorite food spot here, Coach? I know the food was really good. We talked about that. What's your favorite food spot here, man?
You know, I had a bunch of them. There's so many different types of food there. There's a little bit of an international flavor in Atlanta. You get really anything you want. But, you know, I love down south, home comfort food. But Fox Brothers was a great barbecue spot that I like quite a bit. They actually catered my wife and I's wedding. So that's one spot in particular. But you know, we had a list of, you know, 10 or 15 restaurants that we really enjoyed going to.
No doubt. You know, I can't lie, Coach. I love the Capitol Grill, man. I love that place, but I go there at least once a month.
Yeah, I couldn't afford to go there once a month, but I certainly liked it. Maybe once a year on my birthday or something like that.
Yes, indeed. Coach Newberry, good to catch up with you. Have you on the show again down the road, man. If you're down here recruiting, man, let us meet up with you and have a lunch with you. If you're down here recruiting guys, because I know you cast that big net nationally, but I definitely be cheering for you. I knew you was the counselor office. I wanted to show you some support, so I know that you know. Atlanta still loves you, man.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, man. It's good visiting with you.
Inside, Coach, you be safe, man.
You too. Take care.
All right.